Room 2, Military Life. As Pedro Calderón de la Barca's verse recalls, here the most important feat is to obey. In this room the progressive advances of new technologies are shown, as well as uniformity. Set of photographs. On the left wall there is a set of photographs that capture different moments in the life of the soldiers or their daily activities. NATO model combat helmet. Matte green in color, weighing 1,350 grams and made up of two pieces, we can find a rough steel helmet on the outside where another plastic one called an under helmet is fitted, and together they make up the helmet used by the Spanish Army until the 1980s. The 80s of the last century. Enigma encryption machine. The Enigma machine was used by the German Army, reaching its maximum development throughout World War II, playing an important role in communications between its forces. The one shown was acquired by the rebel side in 1936, for use in the Spanish Civil War, assigning it to the 6th Organic Division, based in this building. It is the commercial Model D. Ingenio de Cifra by Clave Norte. It is an encryption and encryption machine that transforms into numbers, letters or symbols according to a key, a message whose content is to be hidden. It consists of two brass gear wheels to encrypt or decrypt as needed, with instructions for handling on the back of the box lid that protects it. Teletype for Lowell Schreiber. First German teletype using the Hell system. Manufactured by Siemens in 1943 and invented by Rudolf Hell, it was used by the German Army in conjunction with the Enigma cipher system. M132GR3 handheld radio. Manufactured in Spain in 1950, it comes with a leather briefcase and transmission operator's harness. It was known colloquially as Lizard because of the color of its bakelite, and is considered a light transmission material. Mackenstein camera. Made of wood, brass and leather in the Mackenstein workshops in Paris in the 19th century. Centered third order theodolite. The theodolite is a mechanical optical measuring instrument that is used to obtain vertical and horizontal angles, and together with other tools it can measure distances and unevenness. The one on display was made at the end of the 19th century in the workshops owned by two infantry commanders, Attilano Bastos and Armando Laguna, a mathematician and an agricultural engineer, respectively. Aneroid barometers. Both made of alloy metal and leather cases, in the 20th century. They were used to measure atmospheric pressure and used by the artillery and sapper engineers' weapons for ballistic calculations and carrying out works. Surveyor's compass. It consists of a wooden box that houses a 5.5-inch compass inside. In the rear left part of the device there is a small brass handle to lock the magnetized needle in transfers and movements. This piece was donated by the Comandancia de Obras de Burgos. Eclimeter ruler. Manufactured in Munich, the eclimeter ruler is an instrument used in topography to measure the angle of inclination of a plane with respect to the horizon. It is basically a zenithal goniometer that measures angles. Cloak or brown jaloba. It is a garment typical of the African troops of the late 19th and early 20th centuries. The one on display belonged to an officer of the Quartermaster Corps and differed from the one used by the troops because of the camel's hair collar. 1943 uniform coat. It corresponds to that of a general of the Health Corps. Used by officers and non-commissioned officers in winter to protect themselves from the rain and cold. FR-8 carabiner. Manufactured in Spain by the Seton Company in the 1950s, it is a transformation of the Mauser system rifles and carabiners. Given its effectiveness and resistance, it was used by replacements for compulsory military service until the 1970s. Assault rifle Seton Model B. Manufactured by Seton in 1958, it derives from the German STG-44 assault rifle. It improved with respect to the Mauser rifle the rate of fire, range, precision and type of cartridge. It was so popular that more than 30 countries adopted it for their army. Assault rifle Seton Model L. This model began its manufacture in 1984, replacing the Seton Model C. It changed the wooden parts of the previous model for plastic materials, weights and measures were reduced and the 5.56 NATO cartridge was adopted, standard ammunition for which any rifle of the Alliance you can use the same ammo. Women's daily uniform. Starting in 1988, women began to join the armed forces. As a tribute to this integration, a mannequin with a daily uniform is exposed, in its feminine modality. Tanker training uniform. Uniform dating from the 20th century. Used in the maintenance and driving of combat tanks, it is characterized by its resistance and clean appearance. Dress swords and sabers. The gala sprats and sabers are made of steel at the National Weapons Factory in Toledo and date from the 19th and 20th centuries. Cavalry Brigade dress uniform. This specifically belongs to General Franco's cavalry squadron, it is made of wool, metallic thread and cotton in the 20th century. daily uniform from 1908 of Captain of Health, composed of jacket and cape. Badge collections. In this showcase you can admire a wide variety of decorations, emblems, courses and badges, among which the Laureate Cross of San Fernando, the highest military decoration, stands out in the central part. Lieutenant Colonel's tunic. Uniform of 1908, made of wool, astrakhan and silk. Infantry captain dress uniform. Made with wool, velvet and silk. It differs from the daily one by the presence of the shoulder pads called dragons, the ruff that adorns the neck and the gala girdle with the coat of arms. Headwear ROS. Military cap with visor, currently used within the uniformity of the time. Designed by General Antonio Ros de Olano, who was a politician and writer, holding the position of Captain General of Burgos in the 19th century. Sabers. We can appreciate three sabers. A 1943 officer's saber, a non-commissioned officer's safe harbor saber, and a cavalry officer's 1908 safe harbor saber. Writing desk. Writing station made of silver and copper alloy, adorned with chiseled texts and figures in low relief used by the Colonel Chief of the La Lealtad 30 Regiment and containing a set of writing instruments, such as an inkwell, pen, letter opener, etc. Film script. He belonged to the health group of the 3rd Mountain Division, Navarre, wearing a tie and a collective military medal, with the legend for campaign merit was donated by the Burgos Health Assistance Unit No. 11/51. Surgical instruments. Campaign box of surgical medical instruments made of wood by the Simmel House in Paris, from the Military Health Park. Terrestrial binocular periscope. Piece captured during the Spanish Civil War and belonging to Lieutenant Colonel Enrique Lister, and which consists of an optical instrument that allows, by means of mirrors or prisms installed in a vertical tube, which allows the observation of an area inaccessible to direct vision. Coincidence rangefinder. It is a device capable of measuring distances remotely by varying the angle of the optical elements. Built around 1942 by the Artillery Precision Workshop. Manual generator pedal. Manufactured by the Marconi brand, its purpose was to mechanically generate electricity for transmission and communications equipment. It was donated by the Burgos Engineers Academy. Heliograph. It is an instrument to transmit signals, by means of Morse code through the light of the sun reflected in the mirrors. Manufactured by Laguna de Rins, Zaragoza, one of the most prestigious Spanish brands in the manufacture of instruments, precision geodesy and topography devices. This apparatus was used especially during the African War.